very nice. Kesha and We Are before that was Coldplay and Christmas Lights.
Those Christmas lights keep shining.
Anyway, there we go. Yeah. So, Dave.
Hello.
How do you, how are you getting on today?
I'm good, thank you. I'm battling through. Bit cold.
Battling through.
Weather's not great at the moment,
is it? No, it's not. Lots of snow.
In fact, you know what? Since you talked about your headache, I feel almost like I'm...
Do you really?
...getting a bit of a headache coming on, which I don't know is... What's that, a psychosomatic or something?
Well, you don't want to be ill. You can't afford to be ill.
No, I really can't.
You've got a busy time coming up.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas is always busy for everyone.
Yeah.
Shopping to do.
And,
places to get to.
We're off, actually, until, like, the 10th of January on the radio.
Yeah, 10th of January.
Are you going to go away? Going to get away anywhere?
I'm going to go up north for Christmas to the in-laws.
You're going to go off for a little week in the sun, or...?
No. I'm going to be staying in the UK.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah. I've got busy stuff to do.
What like?
Bits and bobs.
What like?
You know.
No.
I've just got bits to do.
Like what?
Like, I've got training to do.
Training for what?
Training because the rumours are true that I will be taking part in Dancing on Ice 2011.
Oh! Hilarious!
Merry Christmas, everyone.
If you look at the Sun newspaper today, there is the lineup of Dancing on Ice with Comedy Dave Vitti, as it says here, although it should be Comedy... Pose fitting.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
They make
that leg out.
They make you do that.
Mm.
They've also said as well that they've lifted you up slightly so that you can see over the girl in front of you.
No, they haven't.
Absolutely.
Because you're like really short. Did they have any professional female skaters who are less than 5 foot so they can match you?
Do they have some that are less than... Yeah.
No, so they were looking to find someone that suited your height.
Like ex-jockeys would be ideal, wouldn't it?
There's plenty
of... Willie Carson's wife.
There's plenty of people shorter than me on there.
No, but I'm talking about men.
Yeah.
Really? So let's run through. Comedy Dave is doing Dancing on Ice. When does it start?
It starts, the first show is Sunday the 9th of January 2011.
So the night before our first day back at work.
Yeah.
It's old two jobs, Vitti. Shall we run through the lineup? And you tell us who they are?
Yeah, of course.
You've met pretty much everybody.
Yep, all of them.
All right, Jennifer Metcalf.
Yes, she plays Mercedes in Hollyoaks.
No, is she nice?
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
Hubba hubba. Denise Welch.
Yes, we all know Denise from ITV Loose Women and formerly of Coronation Street. Of course,
I like her. She's
ace.
Nadia Sawala.
Nadia Sawala.
Sawala. Oh, listen to
Dave's friend.
He's getting in with him.
Nadia is an actress. Sister of Julia Sawala.
Right. Alan Reavers.
Yes, she is the ex of Frank Lampard.
Oh, yeah.
So you're in good company.
How?
Well, with all these big, you know, show me celebrity names. Have you met her yet?
Yeah.
What does she do?
She's a model.
Right.
And TV presenter.
She's meant to be nice as well,
isn't she? She's very nice.
Who's Laura Hamilton?
Laura Hamilton is a presenter on Nickelodeon. She does kids' telly.
Right, okay. Chloe Madeley?
Chloe Madeley is a presenter and the daughter of Richard and Judy.
Brilliant! Hey. This is just so funny. You couldn't write this. Angela Rippon?
Angela Rippon, dance legend and former newsreader.
And comedy, how long has Dancing on Ice last? 3 months?
End of March it wraps up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Comedy Dave's brand new friend, the last female to take part in Dancing on Ice, Kerry Katona. You and her are going to be best buddies.
We kind of already are.
You could be her shoulder to cry on over the next few months.
I see a lot.
Dave!
I see a lot of Kerry.
We should play some of the clips of you doing Kerry maybe on the show.
No.
You said that wrong for a start.
Yeah, we know what you meant.
I see a lot of her because we train at the same place, so I've seen her for weeks now.
Mark! Matt, have you done that to her yet? No. She asked you to do that voice yet?
No.
Is she aware that you were quite verbal about her in the past?
I was never horrible about
Right, sure.
Just take the mick out of Matt.
Dave! Dave! Wow.
Ah, she's really nice.
Oh, you two are going to become best buddies.
Ah, she's lovely.
Kerry Katona?
Yeah.
You're such a sellout. You really are. When have you ever heard Dave say the word lovely when talking about Kerry Katona?
I never met her before.
Oh, man. So you've changed your opinion of her?
Yeah, completely.
Right. You're such a two-faced little git. Oh, hi, Kerry. Dave, big fan. How are you, Kerry?
Are you going to say anything negative about any of them across the 3 months, do you think? Or?
Over the 3 months, I'm sure.
Over the 3 months, probably, yeah. Yeah. But at this moment in time, everyone seems really nice.
All right, let's do the fellas then, shall we?
Yeah.
All right, let's find out who else is lovely that Dave probably previously thought was an idiot. Let's start with TV presenter Jeff Brazier.
Jeff Brazier's really nice.
Professional Essex boy.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a lovely bloke, isn't he?
He's really nice.
He's a talent, is he, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really...
He used to work with Jane. She always said he was really nice. Met him and he is.
Stephen Arnold.
Yep.
Who up until recently was Ashley in Coronation Street.
Oh, yeah.
He was Ash, now he's covered in Ash.
Yeah.
I met him for the first time on Friday. He seems very nice.
Hello, Uncle Fred.
He doesn't talk like that in real life.
Does he not?
Does he not?
He's very posh.
Don't tell me that sound put on for the cameras.
Does he not? I thought he would.
Is he posh?
No.
Who's Dominic Cork?
Dominic Cork, ex-England cricketer.
Right.
Plays for Hampshire.
Sam Atwater?
Was in EastEnders. Played Leon.
Who's he?
He was like...
Oh, was that fella who used to come in every morning after EastEnders? God, that guy's brilliant. Was that him? Don't tell me name. Is he a nice guy?
He's really nice.
Yeah, really nice. Yeah.
He is really nice.
Sure, I'm with you. Johnson Bihari.
Bihari. Yep, he's in the army and he won the Victoria Cross for bravery.
Wow.
Yep.
And Craig McLaughlin.
Yep. Actor, played Henry in Neighbours, and also in Home and Away.
He's in it.
Yep.
Yep.
Have you met him yet? Bugs, yes.
Nice guy?
Really nice.
What a surprise. What a surprise. Let's have a look. Let's keep going through the men. Osama bin Laden.
Yep. He's not on there.
Nice fella, Dave,
really
is he?
Nice guy.
Lovely fella. Yep. So much down to earth in real life when you meet him. Yeah. And Vanilla Ice.
Haven't met him yet.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
But nice guy.
I've not met him, but he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
He's the only one I haven't met because he has been training in Miami and is currently on tour with McHammer, I believe.
Wow. So there you are. Comedy Dave is doing Dancing on Ice 2011.
So all these weeks where I've been saying that I've been spending the day going to the gym, in reality I've not been to a gym for years, and it's been my cover for the fact that I've spent most of the afternoons... ice skating.
You lost so much weight in the last few months, I've noticed. Mm. Really have.
I've lost a bit.
You got your outfit? It's a nice picture in the paper, by the way.
Well.
Do you get to keep it?
Those were just the outfits given to us for the photo shoot a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
Did you want to stand with your hand on your hip? Or was
no.
That, that
well,
was...
they make you stand in a variety of poses.
Do they?
Yeah. Are all the variety of poses, you know, slightly camp?
They're all slightly camp.
They've also created a bouffant on your hair as well. It looks like you're wearing a crash helmet made of hair.
Yeah.
Can you see? It's a perfect half
circle.
They've
chopped their hairline, haven't they, when they've superimposed the photo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so do they cover you in fake tan like they do on Strictly?
They didn't for that.
But will they for the show?
I'm well up for that.
Oh, yeah, you should
Because
do.
The thing is, the way I look at it is that if they cover me and make me day-glow orange like Scott Mills, it will take away from my lack of skating ability and poise and coordination.
Will you have to have sequins and stuff?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, can we come and watch?
Yes.
Can we?
And you have your dancing partner?
I have my dancing partner, Frankie.
Frankie?
Yep.
Tori?
It's a girl.
Yeah, the same height.
I regard this as yet another thing, Dave, that you're doing recently that... 5 years ago, you wouldn't have dreamed of doing, you know, skating in sequins.
What are you trying to
Lycra.
Say? Are you trying to say he's
I think
changed?
He's finally opening up to my world a little bit more.
Do you think it's more opening up to your world or bowing down to the almighty dollar? Which one do you think it is?
Probably that. But
you think this is a sign of Dave slowly coming out? I'm going skating!
I've come out of the ice closet.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think
Andy Peters would be so proud of you.
Oh, and he already is. He already is. We've discussed this already.
I think you're going to be brilliant. I can't wait.
Well, thank you, Dominic. I think whatever your expectations are, you should lower them.
How do you feel about being one of the most... How many people in it? 16?
16.
How do you feel about being in the top three of the most famous people of the lineup this year?
I don't think I am.
Where would you put yourself?
I think I'm... Well, you read the papers.
You've got to be the top five,
I'm not,
right?
No, if
oh,
you...
come on.
When you read the papers, I'm one of the last three minor celebrities.
All right, well, let's go through them, right? Kerry Katona, obviously. Yeah.
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
For me, Henry from Neighbours.
Henry from Neighbours.
Thanks,
and
Tina.
And then you, right? It's going to be you. Maybe you might man from Curry, but no one knows what his real name is. Do you got... That's it. Do you? Can you remember everyone's name, what they look like? Do you ever kind of go and end up saying, hi, how are you? What do you do? And they go, I'm one of the famous people dancing?
No.
When you met Ellen Rivas, did you know who she was?
Yeah.
How did you know she was?
Because I recognised her, but I knew that she was doing the programme anyway. The problem is that I have, and this is the main one, is that I have this overwhelming urge to call
to
Craig McLaughlin
Henry.
I have this overwhelming urge to call him Henry, yeah. And I also have the overwhelming urge to call Stephen Arnold Ashley.
Yeah.
Right.
And I need to stop that.
I think you should carry that on, I like that.
Did you not talk like that? How does he talk?
Hello, Uncle Fred.
Wow. And so when does all the PR start for it?
It's started now, like as of today, officially.
What are you doing today?
Today I'm doing this morning.
Yay! Because the thing is, Alad, you're going to sell out, you've got to properly go for it.
This isn't a sellout, this is an exciting new opportunity.
That's right, yeah. When you're bowing down to the almighty cash cow...
Yeah.
And they say, "Would you go on this morning?" So you're on this morning today with Holly and Philip.
No, with Eamon and Ruth.
There you go.
And I shall be on. And I never thought I'd put myself in this pairing or threesome with Angela Rippon and Chloe Madeley. Wow.
Do you wear your outfit on the show?
No.
Oh. Have they got any footage of you skating in it?
Well, Daybreak came down to film on Friday.
Right.
And I believe that they might currently be running footage of us all skating towards the camera holding hands.
You and Henry holding hands.
No, there was... Well,
I'm going to kill myself.
Come on, Comedy Dave, let's skate towards the camera and hold my hand.
I'm holding hands with Denise Welsh, and I was at one point skating in a twosome with Henry. No, I mean Craig.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh...
Have you got a plan, by the way? Any tactics?
I've literally never been happier.
Self all over. Are you the new Todd Carty?
I could be.
I'm going to make a banner.
No, you won't be, will you? You'll be. I think you'd be quite all right.
Genuinely, actually. I don't know how I'm going to fare compared to everyone else. We had this sort of skating practice on Friday, and actually the standard is way higher than I thought, worryingly so.
Yeah, but also as well, you're like massively competitive. Yeah.
I am quite competitive.
Am I right also that the first two shows, there's more people than are needed for the series?
Yeah, they've changed the rules this year. So what they're doing is there are 16 people taking part.
Yeah.
And they'll split that into two mixed groups.
Yeah.
So 8 people will skate on the first show on the 9th.
Yeah.
The further 8 will skate on the second show on the 16th.
Yeah.
And on each of those two shows, 2 people will be eliminated.
So there's a chance you won't even get to do the series?
Yeah, on a public vote.
Chris, have you heard this?
What's that? Oh, you'll get
right,
through.
Right, listen.
Yeah, but
we need
through.
Support.
So 2 people go from show 1, 2 people from show 2.
Right.
So it's a public vote to then get to show 3, which is effectively where the competition starts.
You think
our audience are going to let you get booted out the first or second week? Not a cat.
I don't know.
They're going to sit and watch you suffer for this.
There's 3 weeks. Months of material in this. You've got to stay in it.
I can't assume anything.
I'm telling you, once we get our army of fans behind you, that's it. You're all the way through.
Exactly.
You're all the way through to at least week 3.
Look what happened with Peter Andre, Mysterious Girl.
That's right, goddammit. Yeah.
Do you know which show you're on yet?
No, I don't.
Because we're not on air till the Monday after the series begins.
I haven't been told.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I haven't been told which show that I'm going to be on, but so we find out that, you know, in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, brilliant. Mm. So when are you going out for Kerry Katona? You two going to... Hook up and pal up and...
No, but we have a natter when we're having a hot bovril and putting our skates on.
Mark! 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 She'll love your impression of her.
Yeah.
She'll really like... Have you not done it for her?
No.
The you
thing
should,
is,
man.
No, but the thing is, that's part of her life that she's... Well, I'm trying to leave by.
Mm. Right.
Leaving the past.
Just so too fast.
We come to the first one.
Mm. Yeah.
Can we please?
Spaces allowing and all.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sure.
We need a minibus just for the banner.
we might get some of our listeners down. Can they get tickets?
I don't know how the ticket allocations work.
We've got to get people in the audience with banners. With Dave's name spelled wrong?
They're not giving us half the studio. We'll fill it.
A big banner saying, go, Dave. No, seriously, just go.
Just go.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Wow.
It's
brilliant, brilliant.
You'll be great. You'll be great.
Henry from Neighbours. Vanilla Ice. Jeff Brazier. Comedy Dave Vitti. Here he is. It's Dave now on the ice. What a beautiful spin there.
It's just a relief that it's out in the open because, as you well know, I'm not very good at keeping secrets, you know, on past experience. And so I've had to keep this under wraps since the end of September.
Yeah.
And
which
so
is
that,
unbelievable. That,
that for
that.
Me, yeah, is
it's a nightmare for everyone, though, because we've all kind of, you know, we've known you're doing this.
I know.
And we're not allowed to...
I know.
You're down the gym, as far as we're concerned, every day.
Good luck. It's going to be brilliant.
Thanks.
It's going to be absolutely brilliant.
Mm.
And fair play to ITV, the genius that is, whoever booked up Dave.
Mm.
It's brilliant.
Oh, they're in for a treat.
Because, of course, after Hole in the Wall, I never thought we'd see Dave in ill-fitting lycra again. Oh. Now, thank God.
That was on again on Saturday.
No.
Once again repeated, but this time to scare the children on CBBC.
No.
Incredible.
Well, Dave is on Dancing on Ice. Your thoughts, please. 81199. Why not text in? 81199 and tell us what you think about Dave on DOI. That's Dancing on Ice.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Oh, no, she's a nice girl. Yeah, she's a really nice girl. Very sweet. Very down to earth, don't it? Who's that scary judge in the show?
Oh, Jason Gardner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet he'll like you.
Do you think?
Yeah. You need to get on his good side.
Oh, I know.
Turn up with a bag of CDs and sign pictures of Scott Mills and Vernon Kay and stuff. Yeah.
Hi, Jason. I got you a hamburger.
You know, that kind of thing.
I need to do whatever helps.
Will you get me Len Goodman's autograph?
He's not on there.
Right, okay.
He just Strictly Come Dancing.
Sure. Alicia Dixon?
Yeah, she's on Strictly as well.
Oh, you're going to get to meet Brucey.
He does Strictly.
Oh, right. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's the wrong show. It's Philip and Holly.
Oh, no!
Philip and Holly. Epic fail.
Good luck, Dave.
Holly.
Holly. Right down in the hand.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
It's 8:05.
And the weather, more snow on the way in northeast Scotland, Northern Ireland, the southwest of England and South Wales. It'll then move towards the southeast of England and the Midlands later. Elsewhere, drier, freezing fog, very cold, and Dave's doing Dancing on Ice. 8:08 now.
It's going to be brilliant.
Oh, it's going to be immense.
Oh, I can't wait. Dave, look behind you.
Look, Dave's on TV.
No,
show
no, 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 no. Excellent.
Dave, look at that.
There he is.
Where are you, Dave? There you are. I'm Dave Blake. Oh, my
hey, girls.
God. The news is out. Oh. Dave was doing Dancing on Ice. We've just woken up. Our Dave is doing Dancing on Ice. Next year, with Vanilla Ice and Kerry Katona. From Iceland. God, everyone's got an ice connection.
It is. It's an ice connection.
And your favourite TV show is Ice Road Truckers as well.
Yes, this is true.
Who'd have thought?
Mm. Wow. Unbelievable.
I just can't believe I've kept quiet for this long.
Neither can I.
Someone actually said on Twitter that, you know, how did you do it? Did they, like, not tell you?
So you start the 9th of January. Possibly.
The first show is the 9th of January, so I'll either be...
Well, you'll be on it
I'll be on that first show, whatever happens, because you all sort of get presented and skate out together, but I may or may not do my routine that week. It may be that week or the week after. That's all to be decided.
Right. Mm. Someone's texting going, he's going to be so bad, it'll be brilliant. Do you know what? I don't think it'd be that bad. No. Although, after seeing that little shot of you there, that's the first time I've seen you skate. You almost fell over then.
Looked a bit wobbly, didn't it? It's very difficult trying to skate in a line of 16 people holding hands.
Yeah, exactly right.
Anyway,
need to work on a banner.
Now you know.
I'm just reading your fact file on the website.
Oh, are you?
Really?
Yeah. Special skills, ace rink banter.
What?
I don't know what that
ace
means.
Rink banter. Well, I think you said it.
I didn't write it.
What's rink banter?
So he's going to talk.
Rink banter, yeah.
Right. What else?
Supporters, Chris Moyles.
Well, hang on, that's not fair.
He's voting for Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, hang on, let me see. I might end up going for Kerry Katona. Nice.
Yeah.
Look at you, Dave, look. It's going to be pretty. It's going to change your life forever.
Yeah?
Yeah. And will you get me Fern's autograph as well, please? That would be lovely.
The official chart.
BBC Radio 1.
Holly.
Holly.